Are you willing to say no now in order to gain greater rewards later? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. In his book, The Road Less Traveled, author M. Scott Peck describes delayed gratification as a process of scheduling the pain and pleasure of life in such a way as to enhance the pleasure, experiencing the pain first and getting it over with. Well, how right he was. Sadly, though, too few people realize that saying no to some of our wants and desires really does pay off financially. Today, Crown's founder, the late Larry Burkett, talks about the source of that mindset and how it actually leads to financial bondage.
Wrong attitudes. The attitude of, I deserve it. I mean, I've got a right to do it. Everybody else is doing it. I can do it, too. That's why the ad around Christmas time from one of the major credit card companies says, go ahead and do it, you owe it to yourself. They don't mean that, let me tell you that. Go ahead and do it, you owe it to me. That's what they mean. Wrong attitudes. You ask with the wrong motives, and that's why you don't receive. What is the source of your quarrels and your anxieties and your frustration, James writes? It's your selfish ambitions. See, wrong attitude. One of the things we ought to be instilling, particularly in our children, are the right attitudes about money. What are your rights? Why should you wait to buy a three-bedroom house until you've been married 10 years? You know, a young couple gets married, first thing they want a four-bedroom, two-bath house with a swimming pool, because that's what mom and dad had. I certainly can't accept less than that. Those are wrong attitudes.
If you've been helped by Crown, please consider including us and this radio station in your giving. Your donations help us reach others with life-changing biblical truths. Just go to crown.org and click donate. That's crown.org.